Romeo in Northwest Houston says, I'd like some advice on home builders. I've seen several reviews which are not praising of any builder. In other words, they're just...
I don't know if you can get a praising a home builder review if you want to know the truth.
Well, that's his question. He says, is this pretty common? And
yeah.
And how do you choose a builder, Tom?
Oh, there's a lot of ways to choose a builder. But first off, building a new custom home is so frustrating for people who don't do it regularly that they always are going to find days where they just wish they hadn't done it. It's just the nature of the beast, Charlie. Just like when you took over this building and there were days you're going, what was I thinking? But mm-hmm. now that it's all done and it's 6 months later, everybody is happy, everybody's paid, and everything's good. So
actually, no, hold on.
What?
We're not done.
Oh, you're
okay,
not done.
This is, you know, I've found that owning a building, you're not done. You're always in process. So believe me, there's still stuff to do. But
yeah, and
but
no,
you're right. But they
just have bad days, and you get on there and write that review. I'm going to write a review right now, and you have a bad day. This is not a good thing. It's like drinking and doing Facebook.
Well, I'm going to tell you this about that. People remember, and it's my experience in working with clients in every industry there is, people remember how things end. And if home builders wanted to get better reviews, they would really polish up the finish end of the job. And that is doing something nice at the end, some kind of lanyap or something that they do at the end that makes somebody feel really good about the project, because that's what they're going to remember.
I know. And at the end, when they have to write the check, the homeowners, they get upset. And it's funny, when they first move in the home, they go, God, that was such a terrible experience, worst house ever. When they go to sell it, oh, this is the best home I've ever had in my entire life. Okay, fine. But yeah, you're going to find bad reviews. What you need to do when you look for a builder is look at his work. Try to take a look at it and see what you think about it. Make sure you get along with him like you would interviewing your doctor, lawyer, CPA. Make sure there's a good rapport with that person. Don't go by price. A lot of people do, and that's when they really get upset because they try to think someone's going to do it cheaper, and it can't be done cheaper. Right. It can only be done worse.
Oh, it can be done cheaper.
That's and worse.
Called ghetto pricing.
That's so well.
No, don't do it.
And that's what a lot of people experience with builders, so don't do that. Find someone you trust that's good, been in business a long time, look at their work, and you know, you're just going to have to get a feel for it when you go pick a builder. And then you have your usual things like calling their bank, making sure they've been in bank with the bank for a long time, good standing, make sure they're insured, make sure they have a place of business and not working out of their pickup truck. These are the kind of standard things we talk about on all our certified home show pros.
Absolutely.